We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the shortest psalm, and that is Psalm 117, where we read in verse 1, "O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people," people groups. You know, one of the things that I was saddened this week was listening to our president give the Thanksgiving address, and like his President Obama before him, no mention of God at all in the address, not even a God bless America. There was no mention of that. As a matter of fact, this phrase appeared over and over again. "This Thanksgiving, we are grateful for our nation and the incredible soul of America. May we all remember that we are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together." It's this humanistic, secular philosophy that it's our combined efforts that allow us to be able to do great things. Well, it's certainly possible for us to do things, but only God is great. And all I could think about was this particular verse of Scripture, because I had just come across it as I was reading through the latter part of the book 5 of the Psalms, looking at all the notations of praise. And here the nations are encouraged. The people of those nations are encouraged to praise the Lord. Now, what must it mean whenever a nation stops praising the Lord? What does that indicate? What does that mean for the future? Well, it can't be good. God has called all nations, every one of them, to praise His name. And so I want to encourage you on this last Sunday in November that throughout December and 2024, as the Lord tarries, that we make every day a day of praise, because God has told us to do that. We need to have that spirit of gratitude that overwhelms us every day when our feet hit the floor. Thank you, Lord, for another day in which to live for you. Thank you for bringing me safely through the night. Thank and praise the Lord, because that's what God desires. You know, there's no reference in the Bible of God praising Himself. Now, there is the reference of the Holy Spirit honors the Son, but as far as God praising Himself, well, there seems to be little in that regard, but He's called on us to praise His name. And we ought to do that every day of the year.